You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I woke up this morning to some video, and it's not like it's brand new. I think it happened on Monday, but it's just now making the rounds. It's video, security camera video from a hotel up in Aspen. And the very first shot is, it must be happening late at night or something like that, but there's this empty kitchen, but the lights are on, and from around the corner comes a big bear. I mean, it is not a tiny bear. This is a pretty good-sized bear. And he just ambles through the kitchen, turns around and walks back out, and a few moments later, a hotel security guy comes from another direction, and he's got his flashlight or whatever.
It's walkie-talkie.
Yeah, he's walking along.
Scrawny little guy.
There's no sound to that, but I figure that he hears something. And so when he peeks around the corner, he immediately turns to flee, and that bear comes back around the corner and, you know, lunges at him with a big old paw and claws, and the guy goes down hard.
Shoved him down, yeah.
But immediately scrambles back to his feet and is gone. And then the bear, thankfully, turned around and walked out of the kitchen and didn't pursue the guy.
They both bolted, yeah.
Yeah, this guy ended up in the hospital, but he's fine. He got out the next day. They said he got away with mostly just scratches on his back. He could have been mauled and killed.
Sure.
So when you see the video, I mean, your eyes go wide. You're like, try to imagine if that was you and you walk into a room and suddenly a giant bear lunges at you.
What would you do?
You would poop your pants.
This guy, he had zero time. I mean, it was like, boom, bear, and the bear shoved him down. I mean, there was like no reaction time, you know, and then they both scrambled away. But like, yeah, if you were to walk into a room and see it standing there looking at you.
Oh,
and there was like, maybe it was blocking your entrance or something, your entrance exit. I don't know, but what would you do?
What
we had
do
that
do?
Thing a few months ago. We talked about like all these guys out there who admit that they could fight a bear and win. There's no winning. There is no winning.
I saw the Leo DiCaprio movie. You're not winning,
no,
dude.
Those are tough mamajamas. They can take down elk and deer. You're not winning.
I walk in the woods all the time, like every day, at least 5 days a week. I'm on this trail that goes through the woods, and there's never really another person in sight. And I have thought more than once about, there's not reports of a lot of bears in my area, but that doesn't mean they're not around, because it is a wooded, you know, air place where I live. And I've thought about it before, and I've thought about, okay, can I get behind it? Can I try to keep a tree between me and a bear? And I'm thinking,
oh, bears love trees. You can't climb it because the bear will scamper right up the tree.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I wouldn't be able to climb up that tree, but, you know, like, can I keep it? Am I fast enough to keep a tree between us?
It's the whole, you got to make yourself look bigger and throw things at it, you know, just to try to.
Is that it, or is it curl up in a ball?
Yeah, I think the bear is, you make yourself look as big as possible. My biggest concern is always mountain lions. Isn't that the one where you try to just back away and not make eye contact?
Yeah, I lose track of. I need to study up again, because some of them are make yourself small, some are make yourself big, some are be quiet, some are to be loud.
Be loud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I think all the animals need to get together. We need to have one standard of behavior.
I love it when they look big. It makes them look more tasty.
Here's the thing I don't like. If you dig into this story a little bit more, it's very, very sad, because the CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, their stance is if something like this happens, they tranquilize and euthanize the bear. And they did. And that pisses me off, man.
Yeah, me too.
First of all, you're in a town that's in the mountains. You're in the bear's home. So if he goes wandering into a good smelling kitchen, can you blame him?
I don't like this at all. I know what's going to happen is we're going to get a dozen text messages from the, well, actually, guys. It's almost always guys that are explaining to us why you need to do that. And it's like, I just want to grab this bear, tranquilize him, and take him a couple of miles away a few miles away and let him go.
Absolutely.
I don't know why the bear has to be killed.
Again, he wasn't like in there being aggressive. He was startled, first of all, and he's in a spot where there's food. So it's like, leave him alone. Don't euthanize him.
human beings are so different because we have a bunch of listeners right now, and there's a whole posse that's on our side, and then there's a whole other group that's like, no, you got to kill that bear.
Well, what if he wanders into a school next or a playground?
I know.
Again, you're in Aspen.
I know. It's just,
I hate it.
I don't know what to do to try to.
They need to revisit that policy, I think. If nobody was killed, I mean, if this thing was not out just searching for humans to attack and kill, get it relocated to an Airbnb in Grand Junction.
He was looking for a picnic basket.
I think he was just looking for some leftovers in that kitchen.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, like I said, we'll hear from people who tell us why we're idiots.
Don't bother texting us. We'll just ignore them.
If we're wrong, just let us be wrong.
So be
you don't have to be right. You don't have to be right today. Just let us be wrong. You can do that, you know.